AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Hurricane Debby's made landfall in Florida's Big Bend region, and the winds have already begun to weaken, but it's the rain and the storm surge that are the major worries. And Governor Ron DeSantis said
there's going to be a lot of water that's going to be dumped throughout the state, and we're going to see effects of that, not just today, but in the ensuing days.
There are also worries in South Carolina and Georgia, where officials in Savannah said the city could get a month's worth of rain in 4 days. President Biden will convene his National Security Council later today to discuss the Middle East. There are fears of a wider war as Iran is expected to retaliate against Israel for the killing of a Hamas leader in Tehran. Vice President Kamala Harris will attend that meeting. The nation awaits her selection of a running mate. The two will debut at a rally in Philadelphia tomorrow. Wall Street futures showing a likely sell-off to continue Friday's slump. Japan's Nikkei fell by 12%. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris has a slight polling edge over Donald Trump in Wisconsin and other key battleground states. ABC News reports if Harris wins Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, that should clinch a victory. She's expected to campaign in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Voters shouldn't be blamed if they find the statewide constitutional ballot questions on August 13th confusing. Jason Stein is president of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which does nonpartisan analysis of policy issues.
I would expect voters to look at this ballot language and be very confused by it in many cases because it's not straightforward by any means.
Stein spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. A yes vote would give the legislature more power over spending federal money in Wisconsin. A no vote would keep that power with the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is your chance. The city's Common Council wants to hear from you about that $22 million proposed referendum. Elders are considering putting it on the ballot in November. The mayor has warned it's a referendum or a 6% cut across the board. Tomorrow night, the city is hosting public comment on the referendum at its regular Common Council meeting. You can go in person or speak virtually. Elders say they want to hear more from residents about what they think is the best course of action. There's a special meeting on the schedule August 20th. That's when elders will vote. If the referendum passes, it would cost the average Madison homeowner about $240 a year, which breaks down to about $20 a month. Meanwhile, leaders of the city's public libraries have thrown their support behind the referendum. Members of the library board say without it, Madison's libraries would have to shorten hours so they're not open on evenings, eliminate at least 3 positions, and close on Sundays. The library director says it's so much more than books. They provide services people use every day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers lose another series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers gave up 4 unanswered runs. Couldn't catch up. They lost 4-3 to the Nationals. Now, despite being in first place in the NL Central, Milwaukee has a losing 6-10 record in 16 games against last place of losing teams this year, including Washington, the Rockies, and the Marlins. Pat Murphy.
You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. They did the same thing to us in Milwaukee.
The crew head to Atlanta to play the Braves tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers resume practice tomorrow after a physical family night over the weekend. How's wide receiver Christian Watson after that mid-air collision with rookie safety Evan Williams?
Yeah, he's okay. He went back in there, but it's a scary moment. Just got to continue to try to educate these guys. I don't think it was malicious by any intent. Evan Williams going to try to make a play on the ball. Those are the ones you worry about, those bang-bang plays down the field, and I just told him try to lay off in that situation if you can.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight. There could be some locally heavy rain and a couple of isolated strong to severe storms with hail and wind, even a tornado possible. So be weather aware today and tonight. 80 the high tonight, 60 tomorrow. Mostly sunny by afternoon with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Save big money at Menards. Dutch Boy DuraClean is an interior paint and primer in one that can be made into thousands of color options. And it's formulated with Stay Clean technology, so your home stays beautiful longer. It's washable, scrubbable, and stain resistant. Save big on Dutch Boy paints at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll be talking to the Dane County Humane Society.
And we'll be giving away a couple of tickets for the Wisconsin Dells.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Donald Trump, yeah. He's making this race about gender. He is making it about identity. And just yesterday, he referred to you,
yes,
the highest ranking Jewish American member of our government
ever.
As a proud member of Hamas.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to get your reaction, but also, what do you do with that? Because that makes its way through right-wing media.
Yeah, but everything, all different things make their way through right-wing media. Look, it's ridiculous. The lower Donald Trump gets in the polls, the more unhinged he is.
Yes, that is true. Good morning. It is 6 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller on The Stephanie Miller Show with the lovely and talented Chris Lavoie. 323-410-0458 is the number.
Yes, please call.
Please call, please. Please. We want to talk about a bear.
RFK Jr. and the bear.
It's the most insane story.
Nothing about his story makes sense.
Right. You had wonderful rant about it earlier. Because it doesn't. He claims that he was falconing.
Which he does. He's invited Stephanie falconing before.
Right.
You know, she's told that story.
Right, right. Yeah. So he said he went falconing and he saw this bear cub get hit by a woman in a van in front of him somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to take said bear into his truck.
Right. So he could skin it and butcher it for meat.
Eat it and put it in his fridge.
Right.
And then I guess he forgot that he had dinner plans in the city.
So he took the bear's corpse to...
So he took the truck with the dead bear.
Presumably had the valet guy...
Park the truck. Presumably.
With the dead bear in it.
Right. And then the dinner ran late, according to his story that he told Roseanne.
And so he no longer had time to take the bear home, skin it, and butcher it for meat.
Because he had to catch a flight or something. Wasn't that it?
Yeah.
So
he decided to stage the corpse as an accident with his bike?
With a bike.
Was it his bike or was it...
A bike. It wasn't even...
It was a bike he found on...
No. The bear wasn't even on the bike path. It was inside... It was in the bushes. It wasn't even on the bike path.
Right.
And a runner found it. This was in 2014, and it was reported on at the time.
It made the news.
Yeah, it was a big story, especially locally. It was a big story because at first they thought it might have been a Central Park Zoo bear, but they didn't have any at the time.
Bears aren't, like, you don't find bears in Central Park, do you?
No.
I know you find a lot of critters there, but bears?
No. And so... The reason he is now admitted to doing this is because the New Yorker magazine was coming out with an article about it, which has since dropped. And so he wanted to get ahead of it by speaking to, it's the person you call, Roseanne. You always call her when you're trying to clean up a mess.
And I saw the video of him telling Roseanne the story, and Roseanne had a look on her face like she was a little horrified.
Yeah, yeah. And CNN this morning, they were just, what the F?
Yeah.
You know, they were horrified by
right.
it. Because they initially...
Most sane people are horrified by the story.
Yeah, it's just all of it. The whole idea of it.
I'm horrified that he referred to himself as a redneck.
What? Yeah, he did.
He's a Kennedy.
Yeah, you're
Kennedys
not a redneck.
Aren't rednecks.
No. He is not a redneck. He is a Kennedy.
Right.
Very well-off Kennedy.
Yes.
And apparently his cousin, Tatiana Schlossberg,
okay.
reported on the story when she started working for The Times
okay.
10 years ago
right.
and had no idea, obviously, that it was her cousin that did this.
Yeah.
It's just...
Because it was a big water cooler story in New York
yeah.
City. Back then. And they were like, who the hell would do this sort of thing? Now we know.
Now we know. And because they weren't sure whether it had wandered into the park somehow or
right.
it was dropped. And they finally did realize, yes, somebody did drop off this animal because it wasn't
also,
from the zoo or anything.
I ride a bike. You can't kill a bear with a bike.
Not a bicycle.
No, even a bear cub.
Yeah, and it was...
Like, even if I hit a coyote out here, I wouldn't kill it.
Mm-mm.
I would maybe hurt it a little bit.
Yeah, but even then...
Right.
They have to be a really small coyote.
Exactly. You can't kill a bear cub with a bike.
No. A motorcycle, perhaps,
yeah,
but not a
right,
not a bicycle.
Right.
And it's just...
And he tried to stage it as a bike accident.
Right. And then you...
Nothing about this story makes sense.
And we'll talk to... Rude Pundit has
Rude
some
Pundit
ideas.
Has thoughts.
And he and Noel Castle will be on today.
And they were all at...
Sexy Liberal on New York on Saturday, apparently.
I saw the photos.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That looked amazing.
It did.
And there was a special appearance at the very end by Dave Foley.
Mm-hmm. He sat next to Rude.
Yes.
And they took pictures together and everything.
Did.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That was lucky for everybody that
was
there.
We're working on a similar kind of cameo.
Surprises.
For Chicago.
Right. We still can't talk about
yeah.
it.
There's still a few tickets left and a few VIP tickets left for Chicago. So if... Get them while you can.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's in 2 weeks.
Yes, it is.
And if you can't make it to Chicago, get the pay-per-view.
Right.
Those tickets are on sale right now, and it's just $20.24.
I wonder why it's 2024.
And you can go to sexyliberal.com for all of those tickets.
Yes, for all of those.
And also, don't search for Sexy Liberal tickets on Google, because
yeah.
that will take you to some really sketchy sites.
Yes.
Go to sexyliberal.com. Those are your tickets sites.
Absolutely.
Those are not resales tickets. Those are your legitimate tickets.
Right. Yeah. Because you'll get scalpers and other
yes.
illegitimate things happening, and
exactly.
then you won't be able to get in.
You want to be able to get in. You
right.
don't want to be denied entry because you got your ticket from a sketchy site.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, sexyliberal.com.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, this story is very strange with this bear
yeah.
situation. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for the bear. Obviously,
sure.
and his or her mom
yep.
was probably very upset when the baby got hit. I mean, my sister, when she lived in Colorado, one time she was on the phone with my mom, and she said, oh, Mom, there's a bear in the backyard. Mom says, don't go out there. She's like, I'm not stupid.
Right.
but it was a baby. It was
yeah.
a cub. It was like three of them with their mom,
right.
and she couldn't see the mom. And my mom was like, please don't go out there if you can't see the mother, especially.
Right.
She's like, don't worry about it. I'm not gonna do that. So, I mean, yeah, to see a bear in Central Park, you would assume it was from a zoo.
Right.
Because they don't roam wild in Manhattan.
No.
So, yeah, it's a really weird story.
It's made even weirder since RFK Jr. told it.
It's just, like you said, there was no, the timeline of it seems
odd. It makes no sense because he put the bear in the back of his truck so he could go to dinner
mm-hmm.
And then catch a flight. But in between dinner and catching the flight, he was going to go home, skin it, butcher it for meat and get rid of the rest of it.
Of the carcass, yes.
Right. But dinner ran long? How long was it going to take for him to butcher that bear? Shorter than the amount of time that dinner ran long?
Yeah. Obviously he knew he had a flight to catch. He
right.
knew he had dinner plans.
Right.
So none of this, it's all very...
The timeline just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. So he will not be president.
This is weird.
It's weird.
It's all so weird.
It's weird. It is. He's weird. The Republicans are... Everybody's weird except for the weird people
right.
like us.
Yes.
We're the less weird
exactly.
of all everything. It is. It's very odd. It's I mean, Rude Pundit has some thoughts. Yeah. Very funny thoughts.
Normal people don't act this way.
No. And I don't care how eccentric you are if you're a Kennedy, but that's not, it's not right.
Right.
I mean, does he often skin bears?
Well, I mean, you know, if you go hunting for bears, it's a legitimate activity, you know, skin it for, you know, bear fur.
Right.
You know, use what you've killed for meat.
I would hope.
Yes. You know, that's classically what's done in hunting.
Yeah.
I'm not faulting him for wanting to go home and skin it and you know, use the meat and whatever.
Right.
But the timeline doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. And he had enough time to pull over somewhere near the park, park his car, his truck, drag this couple hundred pound bear, probably.
I don't know how much bear cubs weigh.
At least 100 pounds. I mean, even the baby, it looked like it was a baby, but not, you know, it was like maybe a year old, if that old, maybe not even that old. It was a baby. But they're big.
I haven't been around bears enough to know what.
They're big. I mean, it's, you know, a bear cub is not teeny tiny little. It was a big, you could see the photos for the news broadcast at the time.
Yeah.
And it was a relatively large baby bear.
Okay.
So it had to have weighed a minimum of 100 pounds.
Okay.
You know. And so he had to lug it and then get it into the bushes with nobody seeing him?
Thanks to Big Pharma, he has superhuman strength.
And brain worms. He's got brain worms. Mm-hmm. Was this when the worm was in his brain?
I have no idea.
Didn't he say it was like 10 years ago he found a worm in his brain?
I have no idea that timeline either.
Well, it's the top line story right now everywhere is this weirdness about it.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense. At all.
No.
And the New Yorker finally uncovering it. How did they figure it out?
I have no idea. I'm sure it was top of mind 10 years ago, and I'm sure it's a mystery that someone has been thinking about ever since then, and they finally cracked it.
He admitted to it.
Right.
But somebody.
Because the New Yorker, New York story was going to come out.
Right. And it is funny that his own cousin, she's JFK's granddaughter.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I had no idea. She's like, I'm just as surprised as you guys are. And she reported on it at the time because she was brand new at the Times. So, yeah, it's just very, it's weird.
It is.
It's weird. Yeah. People on CNN, the looks on their faces was hilarious this morning. And Morning Joe went off on
it. I just got a text from the Rude Pundit.
Mm-hmm.
He said the bear weighed 44 pounds.
44 pounds.
44 pounds.
Thank you, Rude.
So that is something that he could conceivably.
Yeah, I mean, my dog weighed 40 pounds.
I could,
pounds,
yes.
So, yeah, I mean, I could do that.
Yeah, one of the big plates at a gym is 45 pounds. So that I could, yes.
He can lift that.
Yes.
I mean, if I could lift my 50-pound dog, he could probably lift a 44-pound bear.
Right.
Thank you, Rude Pundit, for that cub reporting.
Yes.
Cub
reporting.
Say, get it?
Cub. And we'll be talking to him in 15 minutes.
Yes, we will. He's at the bottom of the hour. And the third hour, we have Noel Castler for the hour.
Yes. And
so
he was on stage as Sexy Liberal as well.
He was. It was a cast of thousands.
It was.
I looked at that panel, the picture. I'm like, wow, that is a lot of people.
Yeah.
And at least she had it written down so she didn't forget anybody.
Yeah, she had a cheat sheet.
Even though she knows all of them by face, I'm sure. And it looked like it was a really fun show.
Yep. The audience looked like they were having a ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely were. Okay. Well, you know what? It is 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show, as soon as I can figure out what I'm doing. There we go. There we go.
All right.
This portion of the show is brought to you by What the Lady Drinks. Morning Kick.
Morning Kick.
Why is that not playing?
I don't know.
There it goes. No.
Okay. Oh.
No.
Oh, boy.
I don't know why that's not.
Now it's going to start.
Oh, there it goes. Okay. Sorry about that, everybody. Morning Kick, that's the stuff that the lady drinks all the time and gives her all that energy and pep and vim and vigor.
Yep.
All those funny, fun things to do. It has 10 supplements in one. And when you drink supplements, it absorbs in your body much better than if you take it in pill form. And so when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for her. She loves the taste. She just loves it.
Yep.
So if you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. And use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim, this is a great deal, 40% off.
Wow.
They have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Proving that the left is right. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 23 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. She will be down tomorrow in the basement. And you guys, you get her for 2 whole weeks.
Yep.
Like, no Mondays off for a while.
Before the craziness of the DNC.
Yes. We have Rude Pundit coming on in the bottom of the hour today. And hi. Ugh, there we go. Hey, Seth in L.A. How are you? Is this the Homo of Hope?
No, this is the filthy one.
The homo filth. Yes.
Yes. And I'm caravanning with my husband this morning. We're driving our son to move in for his first year in college.
All right.
So my husband's in the other car listing. I figured I would not be the homo of filth if I didn't call in with two observations.
Okay.
The first is I myself have run into some bears in Central Park.
Yeah, but not those kinds.
Right.
I did not get them all. I thought you would like that. I think the word we should be using is creepy.
Yes.
Not weird.
Okay.
Going falconing is weird. It's staying with the bear cub is creepy.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to start saying about all these guys. They're creepy.
They are. Yeah. They are. You're absolutely right. And Rude has a piece about that as well.
Yeah.
You know, he's absolutely right. Creepy is more accurate, especially with Donald, because he is creepy.
Yeah.
He's weird and creepy and icky and gross. And he's just awful. And he apparently might lose Georgia now.
Yeah.
Because he's mad at... He's mad at a very popular governor there.
Very popular Republican governor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who did the right thing in 2020, thank you very much.
Right.
Who's still trying to purge voters, which is how he won to begin with. But Donald was very upset with him because of the election of 2020. And he went after his wife.
Right.
He went after his wife, claiming that they're responsible for Fani Willis's prosecution of him. That makes literally no sense.
Right.
If anything, he'd like to fire Fani Willis. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're trying to as we speak.
Right.
But yeah, it says Kemp responded to Donald by saying, "My focus is on winning this November and saving our country from Kamala Harris and the Democrats." Really?
Yeah.
Really? He said, "I'm not engaging in petty personal insults, attacking fellow Republicans, or dwelling on the past. You should do the same, Mr. President, and leave my family out of it. Take his family's name out of your mouth."
Right.
Because you're weird and creepy. He was also very upset at Georgia State for empty seats at his rally.
Yes.
I saw the two photo.
Kamala headquarters posted the side-by-side of the two rallies.
Yeah, and you can see she sold the place out.
Yeah.
No problems with that. And he was complaining that Georgia State wouldn't let in 5 or 6 or 1,000 more people into this. They would have, as long as
Do we have photos of those people waiting outside?
No. Why would we? That would just prove his point,
right,
Chris?
Exactly. Well, I mean, you know, it's easily disprovable, so someone should.
Yeah, he claimed there were thousands of people outside waiting to get in.
Okay, no. Would love to see photos of those thousands of people. I'm sure the campaign took photos of those people that they could post somewhere.
They could, you'd think.
Right.
You know, if he's telling the truth,
right,
Donnie,
the campaign would want to prove that
they would want to prove that he was telling it. I agree. I mean, you gotta, you know. Yeah, he was very upset. He goes, "Hello out there, and there should be 600, maybe 1,000 more people could be in here." And it's like, no, dude.
No, they could be in there.
They could. There's room.
Right.
Fire marshal did not shut you down.
Nope.
You were not over capacity. I would imagine there might have been people outside waiting to get in with Kamala Harris, since that looked sold out to me.
Yeah.
And he doesn't sell tickets anymore, right? These are all free events.
Yeah, Kamala's and Trump's.
Yeah, they're all free events.
Yeah, they're rallies.
So,
yeah.
I mean, there's no reason for people to not show up if they don't have to pay.
Right.
To be there.
Yeah.
So he's losing it, and he's losing his support, and I am all for it.
Yeah.
He's finally, and they're, the whole weird thing is really getting on their nerves.
Yeah.
Vance was talking about it the other day. He's like, "They're weird. I know you were moving me." I mean, let it go.
Yeah.
Don't mention it.
Right.
And it'll go away, but you guys keep mentioning it, therefore.
Well, and also this I'm rubber, you're glue thing isn't sticking, because Democrats are usually the party of the, you know, the outcast, the downtrodden, you know, the minority or whatever. We've been called weird our entire lives.
Right.
It's not a pejorative to us.
Yeah.
It's a pejorative to the typical Republican who is conformist as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a conformist to be called weird, that makes them melt.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay, you're weird.
Yeah.
Embrace your weirdness. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine years ago, he's fully sleeved and backs, you know, tattoos, like he's totally that look, right?
Right.
But he's a dad, and he had a minivan, and he goes, "You must embrace the minivan within you." because obviously, you know.
Right.
And you must embrace the weirdness in you, and guess what? If you do, then it stops being a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody said the other day, like, my hair dye job, and I said, "Thank you." It's like, of course it's dyed hair. This ain't natural. It ain't natural. It is 29 minutes after the hour. Next with Rude Pundit. See you soon.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's apprenticeship programs are getting a $1 million boost. The Department of Workforce Development says the grant will help increase Wisconsin's connection to the national apprenticeship system, strengthen the workforce, and position the economy for success. Violent crime rates are dropping in major U.S. cities, but advocates say there's still more to do. Charles Crest is with the group Stop the Violence 757.
One is too many for me. So what they're saying in the numbers, yes, we don't have 10 anymore, but we still have an astronomical number that it's almost week to week. We're losing someone between the ages of 30 to 15.
In the first quarter this year, Milwaukee police say homicides dropped 39% compared to the same period last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A Monona police officer was hit in a squad car last night. Monona police say the officer was on Highway 12 at Fish Hatchery Road, fully stopped at a light when a minivan slammed into the back of the squad. The officer was taken to the hospital with minor head injuries but is okay. The car, however, suffered severe damage. The driver of the minivan got a ticket on scene. This is the second time this year a Monona squad car was rear-ended with an officer inside. Meanwhile, central Wisconsin will see more military jets over the next 2 weeks. It's the annual Northern Lightning training exercise at Volk Field. During this training, the Federal Aviation Administration has given the Wisconsin Air National Guard permission to fly at supersonic speeds. They'll be flying F-35s and F-16s. Northern Lightning training exercises are scheduled for this week and next week, Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, these jets are loud. The Wisconsin Air National Guard says you may even hear sonic booms. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight. There could be some locally heavy rain and a couple of isolated strong to severe storms with hail and wind, even a tornado possible. So be weather aware today and tonight. 80 the high tonight, 60 tomorrow. Mostly sunny by afternoon with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's the Kamala Pixar Vice President Edition. We'll introduce you to the candidate Devil's Advocates Radio.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Unhinged right now. He's scared. You know, a leading Republican senator said to me in the gym this morning, I'm not in the gym, in one of the rooms we were in, he said, we're going to lose because of this guy.
Would you like to tell us what Republican senator
that was?
I would not
like to tell you who it was, but good try.
Yeah, she'd be derelict if she didn't ask.
Well, of course, she had to ask that question. She certainly did. And hey, we got
Hey, Ruth, don't say things bad. Show. You're not on Twitter. Let's out and let Freddie remember.
stage in New York City with Ms. Miller and company. How was that? That was fun, huh?
You were on Broadway.
It was a hoot. And it was also cool to be at Town Hall, which is a place where I've seen a bunch of shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it was amazing. And, you know, I was saying before that one of the cool things was getting to meet all, I haven't met everyone that's part of the show.
Right.
But I'd never met Noel. I'd never met JoJo. I'd never met, Elie Mystal or Dr. Doom.
Oh, nice.
And so it was a blast. I was between JoJo and Dr. Doom and, you know, just getting to joke around with them, you know, even when our mics, we weren't talking to the audience.
Right.
And the audience was fantastic. I mean, so into it. It was like this catharsis. It really was at times like just a massive group orgasm going on. It really was. And then the meet and greet after was, I mean, I was like, holy cow, this is kind of feel a little like a celebrity here.
Isn't it weird?
But again, everyone was just a dynamite. I mean, you know, the show's fans are
yes.
terrific.
Yeah. I love the meet and greet after.
Yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. Yeah. And you have a new best friend in Dave Foley.
Oh, yeah. He and I are total pals now. We are just... you know what? I will just humble brag. And, you know, it's not a humble brag. It's a brag. That he and I started riffing together.
Nice.
And, you know, there's that little part in the back of my brain that goes, oh, my God, I'm riffing with Dave Foley.
That's cool.
You know, jokes and stuff. And, you know, he was gracious and kind and very, very, very much a kick-ass liberal. It was terrific. Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous.
And everybody, and let me also say that everybody on stage was hilarious. Steph, Hal, John, Frangela, you know, always bring it.
Yes.
But the energy was terrific there.
Oh, good. Yeah. Seven people on panel. That was.
Hey, kudos to Stephanie. I mean, it was JoJo and I were later telling her like, holy cow, that was really showing the skill that she has for all of this.
Yeah, because that was a lot of people to try to have
and
everybody
gave everyone plenty of time. I thought it was going to be a cluster F.
And it wasn't.
And it wasn't.
Yeah. But was it weird?
Like RFK Jr.
But weird in the good way.
Not weird in that I'm dropping a bear off a dead bear in certain Central Park way.
No. Although, who knows where the evening might have gone.
No, I mean, yeah, I love what
it's
you...
It's the city that never sleeps.
I love what you threaded after the bear story came out. You said, I'm calling it, he wanted to F the bear. I think you're right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like you've done everything... And at some point, you just come across a bear cub corpse, and you go, I wonder.
Oh,
but then you end up at Peter Luger's for too long, and even you can't go that far with the bear necrophilia.
Okay, so I asked this earlier.
Right.
He had the bear corpse in his truck.
Right.
Presumably, he took the truck to the valet, because Peter Luger's doesn't have a parking lot. So... The valet drove the truck with the bear corpse in it?
Was it a truck or I think it was a trunk of a car. I don't think it was a truck.
Okay. I thought he said truck.
Even weirder.
Yeah, it's just strange.
No, I think it was the trunk. Because
right.
he even said, you know, I guess halfway joking, like he had to go to the airport and he couldn't leave it in the trunk at the airport.
There you go. Right, okay.
For the time he was going to be gone. So, I mean, now you can park on the street near Peter Luger. You can park right across the street from Peter Luger.
All right. Okay.
I don't think I've ever said the phrase Peter Luger that many times.
So I love your new piece, Hope and Weirdness on the Campaign Trail in 24. It's a wonderful, and you open with George W. Bush. I love your compliment on his artistry. It's not very good. We'll just put it that way. But yeah, he said when Donald was speaking at his inauguration, that was some pretty weird ass. And he was right to say that.
Give credit where it's due. The man nailed it. It's like that was it. If Democrats at that point had picked up on, you know what, why don't we just call it all weird instead of, you know, trying to get everyone angry all the time. It is easier to what they've discovered, the secret sauce they've added to the campaign, is that it is easier to keep people amused and laughing at and mocking people than it is to keep the energy that it takes to keep up rage and rebellion.
Oh, I agree completely. I mean, you write in this, when Donald was stalking Hillary Clinton at that town hall, I remember saying to myself, why doesn't she say something to this guy?
Yeah.
It was gross, and it was creepy, and it was weird. And we all know that had she turned around and said, get away from me, that would have also been seen as bad.
Because everything that Hillary Clinton did was going to be perceived as bad. But even she said in her book that came out shortly after Trump's inauguration that she wished that she had turned around and called him a creep. And you know, I think that there's a certain extent that would have energized people. Like, yeah, you're right. He is a creep.
Yeah.
And there's all the evidence in the world about how creepy he is. And this was after this is before the Access Hollywood.
Yes, because that was in October. That was right before the election. And that's when all the DNC stuff came out because of Julian Assange, that's all. No, I mean, J.D. Vance is weird. And, like, the whole couch and the dolphins and the... And now you got RFK Jr. I don't know what to make of these people.
Too much money?
Maybe. Yeah. That's the only thing.
Too much money, not enough time, not enough soul. I mean, it's really hysterical in a way to watch all of these people just show who they are and no longer being seen through a filter of, yes, we know they're a threat. We know that they are a threat. But not seeing them through that filter, but instead seeing them through this filter that just says, oh my God, you are such effing weirdos.
Yeah.
Just get away, you creepy MFers.
No, you're absolutely right. Maybe it is just too much money because J.D. Vance is very wealthy.
Yeah.
And obviously a Kennedy is a Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
And then Donald is supposedly wealthy.
No wonder the Kennedy family, by the way, is all like, no, no, we want nothing to do with this.
Right.
Because he's going to drag down the whole name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And you also commented on Kyle Rittenhouse, who has made a 180, which was within like minutes practically. For those of you that don't know, Kyle Rittenhouse on Friday or Saturday tweeted, because I still dead name that place, tweeted out that he wasn't going to vote for Donald Trump because Donald's bad on the Second Amendment. Since when? Other than bump stocks being banned? What else? I mean, I don't see him bad on that.
What else does he have in his life, Kyle Rittenhouse, other than guns?
Exactly. Very true. And so the cat turd, one of our favorites, said, oh, bye. I'm not going to, you know, I'm blocking you. I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. How dare you after we've done all these great things for you. And literally within hours, Kyle Rittenhouse came back and, oh, I talked to Donald's people and blah, 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 blah. And you said, live your life so you never give a single S of what Kyle Rittenhouse's opinion is on anything. And I agree with that.
Yeah. And you know, first of all, you got to love that somebody from the campaign. It's so annoyed Trump that he sent somebody from the campaign to talk to Kyle Rittenhouse. And I don't know if they threatened him or paid him off or whatever. But the other thing is they thought, oh my God, we have almost nobody from Gen Z speaking out for us.
Yeah.
So let's get
let's not lose this one pathetic little example of Gen Z.
Yeah, they really do want killers to be, you know, representing them. I mean, because he is a killer.
I mean, you know, how many felons or accused felons do you want in your campaign? All of them.
Alleged killers.
Well, he was found innocent, but he did kill somebody. He killed people. That doesn't mean he's a murderer, but he did kill them. They are dead because of his actions. He just wasn't found guilty of that as a crime.
He was a killer.
He's a killer.
And he killed, ergo he is a killer.
Exactly. He just didn't get convicted of said crime.
Are you uncomfortable with calling Kyle Rittenhouse a killer,
Chris? I'm uncomfortable with the legal ramifications of it.
I don't
killer. No. Okay. How about shooter in the facer?
Same thing.
Still found not guilty.
He was found not guilty. That is true.
They said it was self-defense. Even if you're self-defending, and you kill someone,
you're still killing someone. You've still killed. That is not untrue. Send your cards and letters.
We're not breaking him on this, are we?
No, we're not. You should see his face. He's got the cutest face right now.
The I don't want letters face?
Yes, exactly. I'm not concerned about it.
Look at me. Look at me, letters. Oh, I'm so old-fashioned.
Cards and letters.
Cards and letters, yes. I mean, it was silly that Kyle – I know. Yeah, he said he spoke to people on Donald's team, which is insane that they would care that Kyle Rittenhouse is not going to vote for – like, really, that guy?
Yeah, he has a big influence. He really does. Yeah.
They should have. You know what? He was probably annoyed that they probably canceled his speech at the RNC after the assassination attempt when they decided that they were going to attempt a rebrand and be softer.
That's funny. That's funny. That's funny because it's not at all true.
No, not even a little bit.
So we just found out that Kamala Harris is going to be releasing a video with her running mate tomorrow.
Excellent.
And you want it to be Pete Buttigieg?
I don't care. Because I'm going to support her. It's not like anybody she picks, I'm going to go, oh, no, no, no. I mean, you know, I love Buttigieg. Mm-hmm. Buttigieg is terrific. I hope he's president one day.
Same.
I don't know. I don't like the attacks that they would be able to do mm-hmm. with Buttigieg. I don't think anybody's turning away from Harris with Buttigieg. My thought is just if you want to go with just the most innocuous person you can to draw no attention away from the top of the ticket, who is also a great speaker, go with Walz.
Same.
I mean, but again, I'm fine with anybody. I'm fine with Taylor Swift. Yeah.
I don't know that we should be scared about what Pete Buttigieg might be up against because he's been up against that his whole
political
adult
career.
Life, yeah. His whole political career. He's used to it. He knows how to fight back against it very, very effectively.
Yes.
Yeah. As I said on Saturday night, I said Gen Z doesn't care about that kind of thing. No. You're not going to scare Gen Z by saying, oh, he's gay. Gen Z is going to look at you and go, who the hell cares?
Right.
You know?
Can he do the job?
Both of us are kind of gay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, I'm on Walz. I think that's who she might go, because he's very funny. He's a great speaker. He's full of that's not the right word. He's seems happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's a happy warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also is as a nice contrast to Kamala Harris, who turns 60 in October. He's 60 and looks to be about 75.
Yeah. That's also true.
Right.
So he brings that aged gravitas without actually being that old.
True. Yeah, I think he's fantastic. And you know, it's the Midwest. It's a good state to come from. And he's popular.
But is that part of me that just so wants Buttigieg to debate Vance?
I just
want to see Pete take Vance apart.
Yeah.
And you know, that would be my spank bank for like the next month.
Well, Pete's so good at it. He's wonky, but he can explain wonky things in a way that everybody can understand. And he can bring facts and figures up without needing notes. I mean, he's really, really good at that. And
he's terrific. He's terrific. And he represents the ideology well.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, I'm generally opposed to Democrats giving Fox News any credence at all by going on it. But when he goes on it, he really does, kind of articulate the message in a way that even the dumbest MAGA drone could at least comprehend.
Right. No, I mean, he's masterful when he's on Fox. He knows how to. He's just great. He won't let them talk over him. He makes his point concisely and clearly.
And it's not just on Fox. He does it everywhere. He makes his points very, very clearly in a non-political speak that everybody understands.
Yeah, it's he and Newsom do it really well.
That is a gift that not everybody has.
No.
And certainly not everybody on the left.
Right. I mean, exactly. Yeah. The left can be a little wonky. He's not, I mean, he can be wonky, yes, but he can explain wonky things to you in plain English.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's important.
Yeah. Yeah. Impressive skill.
Yeah, and I thank him for money back on the last plane ride I couldn't take, so thank you Secretary Buttigieg for that. Well, do I have a thing?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, well, it is 49 minutes after the hour already, Rude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Well, gracious.
I want to know what the thing was.
Oh, the thing is a thing.
A live read.
Yeah, a live read.
Like oh,
commercial
okay.
Read. Yeah, that's right. Yes. Stephanie always does this. Yeah. That's what that means. It's baseball.
I just want to feel part like I'm there with you in the studio.
Aww.
One day you will be. I've never met you in person, you know.
You've been
That's
here.
So bizarre.
I know.
No, we met briefly.
When?
Last time.
I wasn't here.
No,
you weren't here.
No,
I was in Palm Springs.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Oh, what the hell, man?
We have never met.
Yeah, no, I've actually been to one of Steph's parties with
yes.
you, Jody.
Yes. Yeah. No, so we have met in person, but yeah, you guys haven't met in person. That's so weird.
I never
That's
have.
So weird. You know, I feel I have.
I feel like I know you.
Because of your Facebook, I feel very
And my Instagram.
You.
My Instagram.
Yeah,
you've seen all parts of me.
Haven't we all? Yeah. All right. Well, now it's 51 minutes after the hour.
All right.
It was good to see you, Rude. Thanks, have a wonderful Rude. Day. And
Bye.
We will be right back on the Stephanie Nolan Show.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you know how much I love wine, you know how excited I am to talk to Damien from my favorite, oh my God, this is my favorite new rosé, Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé. Hi, Damien.
Hi, Stephanie.
I have to tell you, I have never been a rosé girl. This is the best rosé I have ever tasted. I took it to a party, and three of my friends that are real wine connoisseurs said the exact thing. They went crazy. They ordered their own. Talk to us about this wine for summer.
Yes, it's Chateau Auguste. It's a property of more than 60 acres. It's an organic property since a long time now, because it's since 2010, so it's quite long. So we are growing grapes organically, and we are making wine organically.
In Bordeaux, France, correct? This comes...
It's in Bordeaux, France, on the Atlantic coast. It's in the big area in Bordeaux called Entre-deux-Mers, and we are making rosé and red wine.
I've always said I like the pale pink Provence style, but is this is directly from Bordeaux?
It's strictly from Bordeaux, and a few years ago, we decided to change the way we made the rosé. And we make a quick tour in Provence to understand how they made rosé wine, and we changed a few things on the techniques, how we made the rosé in Bordeaux, in Chateau Auguste. And we changed a few things in terms of maturity, in terms of pressing, in terms of temperature of fermentation, and this is the result. It's a clear color and more fruity, more fresh. And close to a Provence rosé, but it's a Bordeaux rosé.
I cannot recommend this Grand Rosé highly enough. Again, my SiriusXM listeners get over 50% off. Go to vs.wine. 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery with that promo code Stephanie. That is 50% off if you use the promo code Stephanie. vs.wine, the promo code is Stephanie.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I want to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My front door.
Oh, really? And did the bear knock or use the doorbell?
He used the doorbell. It was Smokey Bear.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, my husband was burning leaves in the yard. He just came inside for a second.
Not a good idea.
Smokey said the same thing. He said to never leave a fire unattended because it could lead to a wildfire.
Yeah, but if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
Smokey said that too.
We go way back. I knew him when he was just a cub.
Oh, how cute.
Rangers are many things, ma'am, but cute isn't one of them. Have a nice day. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 56 minutes after the hour. Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller with the lovely and talented Chris Lavoie.
Hi.
And Tanya in Ohio. You guys have a... hi, how are you doing?
I love you, Jody.
Aw, thank you.
Love and light about your nephew. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. It was very unexpected. Well, thank you.
I want to talk about Governor Walz. Mm-hmm. Nobody's, excuse me, nobody's paying him attention, but he is funny and cool as frig. Have you ever heard of him before? I hadn't heard of him.
Not really,
before.
No.
I heard of him, but I didn't know about him. You know, I knew he was the governor of Minnesota. That's
right.
All I could
like, I didn't know about Josh Shapiro until, like, the last few weeks, until I heard him talk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I like him, too.
With Weirdo.
What?
Yeah, he's the one who came up with Weirdo.
Walz did, yes.
Yes, Walz did. Yes, he did. He was great, and he was right.
Yeah, he came up with Weirdo. Oh, my God, I love him. I just wanted to call to say I love the both of you.
Aww.
Chris,
yeah.
You was looking kind of fetch in that white shirt with the blue stripes. I saw you. I'm checking you out.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, you guys have a great Monday, okay?
Thank you very much.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. Oh, so now you're going to have to wear white shirts?
I own two of them, and you've seen them both.
I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's absolutely right that it was Governor Walz who coined weird initially. I mean, others have, obviously, George W. Bush and others have said it, but it started to take off with Governor Walz saying it all the time. And then with Harris picking it up and everybody, they got the talking point, and they went, yep, this is a great idea.
I don't think it was even a talking point that went out. I just think it happened naturally because everybody's kind of been grasping for something to describe, you know, calling them fascists didn't work, calling them, you know, a-holes didn't work.
Right.
But just something as simple as weird, that worked.
And
it was
under
very
their
descriptive.
Skin. Yeah, and it's under their skin in such a way that they won't let it go now.
Nope.
That's what's so funny about it. Yeah. If they would let it go, it would go.
Right.
I mean, it just would.
Yeah.
But now that they're upset about it, it is 58 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.